This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A pretty doggone cool radio program, if I do say so myself. It's Doug Steffen presenting the ladies of the DJV program, so that you can have a good day. You can listen to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I discuss some of the issues of the day. Jennifer, what's the first issue in this hour?
Well, I think if you followed this show with any bit of regularity, you know that I've been really kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say obsessed because that's the wrong word, but I've always been interested in figuring out what the motivation was behind the Las Vegas shooting. It just seemed like not a whole lot of information ever came out on what the motivation was and how this all came to be, and it just felt a little bit like we were not being told everything. Well, that feeling has expanded because the FBI has decided to sort of close down its case into the FBI shooting. They find no motive in the case of Stephen Paddock opening fire on that group of concert goers at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. And this is over a year after the FBI began its investigation. The agency completed an analysis of Stephen Paddock, the man behind the October 1st, 2017 mass shooting, the largest on U.S. soil, concluding that there was no single or clear motivating factor that drove Stephen Paddock's killing rampage and then his suicide. The Behavioral Analysis Unit shared key findings on Tuesday of this past week from the report, which explored details of Paddock's developmental, his interpersonal, and his clinical history as they related to his behavior before the attack, which was an 11-minute massacre where he killed 58 people and injured 1,000 others. They said throughout his life, he went through to great lengths to keep his thoughts private, and that extended to his final thinking about the mass murder, according to officials. This was a 3-page synopsis that was released to the press. In the end, the FBI said that Stephen Paddock, who was 64, didn't really have a religious, social, or political agenda. He didn't have an accomplice to help him carry out his mission. He simply was someone who acted alone, who was depressed, and he looked away, I guess looked around town for the best way to impart the most damage. We've heard that he was checking into hotels in the weeks before to look for the best possible vantage point. Apparently, there was some issues that he had with his dad. There was no manifesto, no suicide note, nothing left behind to explain the attack, but he wanted to attain a certain degree of infamy, according to the report, via this mass casualty attack. He's a retired postal worker, accountant, a real estate investor, and nobody seems to know exactly what was running through his mind. I guess his father was a bank robber and a fugitive, and he was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list, and that was always something that was in the back of Stephen Paddock's mind. And FBI investigators say maybe that this had something to do with that strained relationship that he had with his dad, who was a criminal in his own right. So not a lot of answers from this 3-page report, but certainly, and we've talked about this here, it's amazing to me how you can clearly identify someone, usually within 10 minutes of some type of terror attack on U.S. soil, without them even being American citizens. And we know who they are, where they came from, why they're acting. It seems so odd to me that the FBI has only been able to say, we don't really know. It's the ultimate shoulder shrug as part of this report that was just released to, I guess, attempt to close this case of the shooting in Las Vegas.
Well, there are a lot of these sorts of things happen. We were talking about the fellow from Empire and the hate crime against him. And then there's more from Pittsburgh, that synagogue shooting, remember from last year. The gunman behind this shooting has been charged with more federal hate crimes. They found him. Federal grand jury slapping 19 charges, additional charges against this fellow, bringing the count to 63. He was indicted last year on 44 other charges. He's pled not guilty. I was getting a kick out of it. Why even bother? When people, why would you, what is there about the system that requires you ask the judge, ask the defendant, are you guilty or not guilty? And it's a sham. Why? Everybody says they're not guilty unless they want to not go through the court proceedings. Say, I'm guilty, Your Honor, sentence me right now. But that isn't the case most of the time. I never have understood that. Any lawyers
listening? Because our system is a beautiful one, because you're innocent until proven guilty. So,
yeah. Well, so why bother to ask?
Start changing that.
No, I don't want to change that. I'm just saying, why bother to ask it? Of course, people are going to say they're not guilty.
Well, you have to know, because the people that just cop to it immediately, you can save the taxpayers a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this synagogue shooting, 11 people, I think, were killed there.
I think what's different about that, and what still irks me about this Vegas shooting, is that in the case of the Empire actor or in the synagogue shooting, we know that those are hate crimes. Those are very obviously hate crimes, although I think that designation is stupid. I think most crimes are hate crimes, but these are something that are, to be more specific, racially charged crimes, culturally charged crimes. We don't know that with Stephen Paddock. There's no indication that he was after a certain group of people.
Yeah.
So that's what's so, I think that's what makes this one so different.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it compels me so much, but I guess when you, not that you can ever accept things, but at least when you hear, okay, this is a hate crime, we need to work to stamp out hate. Okay, at least it gives you something to work towards. What could you do? What could our country do? What could we do in our own lives to prevent Stephen Paddock from doing this? Someone like him. And the answer is nothing, because we don't know what provoked him.
Well, yep. The whole business about aberrant behavior and why it is that people do what they do, and then we follow up on it. Here's the latest in the kinds of things going on, sexual misconduct in schools. Here's a private school carer in Maryland, in Annapolis. 10 adults in positions of authority in the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, engaged in all kinds of inappropriate relationships with any number of students. And the school knew about it and didn't do anything about it. School is called the Key School. 16 former students have filed suit against the school because they were subjected to all kinds of physical, emotional, mental abuse by these people who were teachers and in the school administration. And the only reason to bring it up is because this kind of stuff, I believe it deserves the light of day so people know that it goes on and we can somehow or other as a collective try to be more careful about who gets hired and watching what they do. We have the college things, but this is a small, this is a small private school, high school. So the aberrant behavior goes down, and then you get back to, oh, isn't it horrible, these actions, and the school didn't take any action. But what the hell drives somebody to be like that in the first place? Why are you so... Is exceptional behavior like this the rule and not the exception? In terms of how often we hear these things, people are not really distracted by these things anymore because we hear so many of these stories. We've kind of come to accept, oh, well, there are those bad people around. We have to root them out. But I like Jennifer. I want to know what the cause is. Why?
Yeah, it's. I think most people, at least at their school or in the county around them, know at least one teacher that it was rumored or it definitely happened where they had some kind of relationship with a student. And, you know, for some reason, when it's one person, you can say, okay, well, this was obviously one weirdo. But the thing that's always so much scarier and so much more bizarre to me is when you have a group of people at the same school who don't see anything wrong with it or...
Right.
Keep it hidden, because then it becomes more of a cultural thing. And I just don't understand how that happens here or in the gymnastics or like at Michigan State, how they just hid the entire thing with Larry Nassar. And even though people reported it, they just pushed it under the rug and they got rid of all those people who tried to do something about it. And I just I don't understand how you can have any kind of conscience or any kind of ethics and allow something like that to happen.
This school has 600 students, Kara. And they have children from elementary to middle school to high school, and they, on their website, describe themselves as a, quote, progressive coeducational college prep school. It costs $28,000 a year to go there. So parents are expecting, I would guess, you send your children, spend that kind of dough, and not, I mean, this isn't even college, it's a private school, and wouldn't you expect them to be safe? I think you'd expect you're paying for better education, supposedly, and for the children to be cared for better. At least that's what I'd expect if I was sending my child to that school or any school like that. But there have been other schools that have had, elite schools that have had these sorts of problems. And again, I go back to, where do these people come from? How do they get to the point where, A, they're interested in doing this kind of stuff, and you know, what is their motivation? Why are they that sick? Whack jobs. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised sport-tuned suspension, and Toyota SafetySense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, is this me, or is it today, or what is it? Look at all this stuff all over the place. Steve Wynn, back in the news because of more sexual misconduct claims against him. He's the big, I was going to say, tyrant. Maybe he is a tyrant. Owns all those resorts in Las Vegas. And here's a former Major League Baseball pitcher who was arrested on child sexual abuse charges. What is it? Is it, again, is it the water? Is it today? Is it what I'm finding? These things are all over the place. It's like a disease. It is a disease, actually. But here's somebody accusing Gene Simmons of groping his wife.
Facebook that was probably true. Yeah, that one's probably true.
I got a little grope from Gene when I met him. Nice guy.
Yeah, right.
He's friendly.
Right. Yeah, very. 21 after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Change at the hour on the DJD program. Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I. Little country, good for your soul. Florida, Georgia line. Plus Dan and Shay and Tim McGraw. Set for the iHeart Country Music Festival. iHeart is the owner of more radio stations in the country than anybody else. They have more country stations. And they get more income from having these festivals. They have the iHeart Music Festival that Ryan hosts. I don't think he's hosting this, though. I don't think he'd fit particularly well. Bobby Bones, in fact, is going to serve as a host. He has a country. I think he's got a syndicated country show.
He just won Dancing with the Stars, right. too, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Controversially, he won, yes.
Why? What was the controversy?
Well, because he's a terrible dancer, and people thought the voting was rigged.
Yeah, maybe it was. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, iHeart and their country festival, May 4th, lineup of Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Combs, Little Big Town, Old Dominion. This is the sixth year of the show. Takes place at the Irwin Center in Austin with, as I say, Bobby Bones on the dais as the host. Festival includes special live collaboration featuring Lauren Elena and today's emerging women of country music. Tickets for the show on sale a week from Friday, noontime. iHeart's 150 country radio stations broadcasting the event live in their local market. So there's a promotion for iHeart. All right, next, musically speaking, in the world of country, the opening acts on Alan Jackson's tour have come from his bar. That's pretty cool. Yeah. He wants aspiring country musicians to know that the days of cutting your teeth in the honky-tonks of Nashville's Lower Broadway are not over. Folks like Willie, Derek Spratley, Dustin Lynch, Chris Jansen, Alan Jackson all got their start in Nashville playing for the rowdy crowds in the bars all up and down the street there. In 2017, Alan Jackson opened his first honky-tonk called AJ's Good Time Bar. How many of those are there around the world? Every day, every night, wide variety of up-and-coming talent playing their hearts out for tip money so they can pay their bills, often the costs that come along with funding a music career. It could be big. You've got to invest. They're all looking for a big break, which is why Alan Jackson is giving a break to them. This year, in addition to William Michael Morgan and Randy Houser, many of the shows that Jackson's doing will include brief performances by some of these aspiring singer-songwriters who are performing at his AJ's Good Time Bar. I love that name. I like to say that over and over again. AJ's Good Time Bar. So there are newcomers like James Carruthers and Amanda Doubtree and Jay Bragg will take the stage at various stops on the tour. A couple of more AJ Good Time Bar artists are going to be determined by a fan-voted wild card contest that's running now through the 8th of February at the website of the bar. Anybody look at the website, AJ's Good Time Bar? I bet that'd be kind of fun. Look at that.
Be fun to go.
Yeah. Alan Jackson actually has a long history of giving rising stars their first chances. Brad Paisley, Leanne Rimes, Sarah Evans. Wow, that's a good list here. Chris Young. How old is Alan Jackson?
I have no idea any of them.
How long has he been around?
He's been around a long time. He's probably in his 50s, mid-50s, yeah.
So good for him. This is the thing that people, this is the breaks that people need. And he's paying attention.
He's such a solid performer and seems like a good guy.
All right, so there's info at alanjackson.com if you want to be an up-and-comer. That's the story of his tour. 50, whoops, wait a minute, I'm just giving away half the hour.
It's 28 after on the DJB show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As historic low temperatures and wind chills grip the Midwest, Chicago's mayor says late yesterday everybody in his city should just stay inside for the next few days.
The temperatures tomorrow and Thursday are not to be taken lightly. These are actually a public health risk.
Schools close today and tomorrow in Chicago, where wind chills are expected to fall to minus 60. This coldest weather in a generation, leaving six people dead already in the Midwest. And it's headed also towards the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic.
He failed at business, and now I think it's fair to say he is failing at government.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg referring to President Trump as he visits New Hampshire. He's considered entering the 2020 race, but so far hasn't formally declared a candidacy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life. made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug presenting Jennifer and Victoria and Kara at your service and on your side. So, Victoria, what do you have moving into the focus?
Moving into the focus is food. And did you know that the Super Bowl is the second largest food consumption day in America aside from Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Would you have known that?
Yes, I believe it.
I would have said Christmas, actually, and really? I thought maybe the Super Bowl would be third.
People do different things for Christmas, though. I would say across the board, Super Bowl's huge.
Yeah. So the USDA is dishing out some tips for food safety consumption. They say more than 100 million people will be watching the Super Bowl, and the USDA estimates that 48 million people get sick from foodborne illnesses each year, and that the chances of getting sick from food poisoning on Super Bowl Sunday are higher because of the larger crowds and the length of the game. People are eating more, and food is sitting out for a much longer amount of time than a typical meal. Chicken wings are the most popular food item. 1 billion chicken wings are consumed during the Super Bowl. I don't eat anything on the bone. It's like hunting for my food, and I don't do it. But, ugh. So, anyway, if you are cooking chicken wings at home, which a lot of people do, the USDA recommends not washing the meat beforehand. We heard about this at Thanksgiving this last year as well, where people think that they're doing the right thing by rinsing the turkey first, but actually you're spreading germs all over your sink, everything that's in the sink, and foodborne, it can actually, or airborne, it can actually contaminate other things in your kitchen. So just like the turkey, the chicken wings are the same deal. Don't wash them beforehand, and make sure that your wings are cooked to the right internal temperature of 165 degrees. Use a food thermometer, and they say don't leave any food out at room temperature for more than 2 hours, because that's what they call the danger zone, and bacteria grows very rapidly between 40 and 140 degrees. So they say a single bacterium can multiply 17 million times in just 12 hours. So just make sure that if you don't want to cook your own wings, order them from a restaurant, or just play it safe and buy chips, which is the number one thing that people, that Americans spend money on, to the tune of $227 million will be spent. $227 million will be spent on potato chips or any kind of chips for Super Bowl.
Lots
of chips. Crazy.
So what will you have for breakfast on Super Bowl Sunday? There is a research, people research the craziest things. Your favorite breakfast cereals have been a part of a very fulfilling overview of how America eats. And the results are in. All right, so your favorite breakfast cereal, Jennifer, is?
As a kid or as an adult?
Now. I don't know.
Then I'll give you two. As a kid, it was Frosted Flakes. As an adult, it's probably something like Raisin Nut Brand or something like that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Frosted Flakes for me, I had them every morning of my life.
I loved Lucky Charms, but only for the marshmallows. I actually hated the cereal, so
really?
That was never a contender.
That's true.
And I was afraid of bees, so I never ate Honey's Mac.
There's a motivation for you.
They're going to fly out of the box.
What about, we're continuing in the food news vein here. What about you and your favorite breakfast cereal?
Well, Fancy Nancy never let us have any sugar cereal when we were kids, so we only had plain Cheerios or plain Corn Flakes in the house. So I opted with what all of my Irish cousins would eat, and that was Weetabix. So I do still like Weetabix. I don't really eat cereal, actually, anymore, but if I was ever anywhere else and I could escape from Fancy Nancy's rules of no sugar cereal, Lucky Charms all the way.
Yeah.
Same for my brother. We were fiends for it.
Interesting. The Food and Drug Administration thinks that Cheerios may be medicine, or at least like a drug. There's a new Rasmussen poll showing 87% disagree with the FDA's recent remarks that that cereal should be regulated, in the case of Cheerios, because it's a prescription drug. The health claims that it makes on its box make it a drug, so they say. Only 4% of Americans agree with this. Consumers also don't want Cheerios leaving the grocery store. Imagine the Food and Drug Administration threatened. Is it General Foods that is responsible for Cheerios? I think it is.
I think so.
Threaten them because of the claims.
But what claims do they make? Other than
reducing cholesterol.
Yeah, okay.
Right, exactly. Well, that's enough for the FDA. You know, they want to regulate everything. This is so asinine.
That's crazy.
God, give the government... Get rid of some of this. These people should stay home. Should have stayed home after the government shutdown. So the most popular breakfast cereals at the moment are Rice Krispies, Cap'n Crunch, Frosted Flakes, Special K, Cheerios, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, Raisin Bran. What do you think the number one cereal in the country is?
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Did you say Cheerios? I would guess Cheerios.
No, Cheerios is number 5 on the list. He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios. You don't remember that ad
probably. I don't know.
All right, Corn Flakes.
Boring.
Isn't most of what America eats boring? Come on. Think about it. What could be more boring than going to a fast food restaurant or anywhere and just having a hamburger? That's just boring.
Oh, please.
The things that are...
you're just doing it wrong.
I don't do it at all. So, you know, it may be that that's my problem. There is a statistic out also about the number of people who cook at home. Now, the reason I brought this up, Victoria, is because of what you just said about all the things that people buy that are prepared, they're cooked, or maybe they're not cooked enough, or whatever it is. Do you know how many problems could be eliminated from the American health scene if people cook their foods at home?
Oh, I'm sure.
Most reliable way to shift your life into a healthier direction is to prepare food at home. I just looked at the I got onto this sort of kick because there's an ad that I saw for another one of those supply your food at home in a box thing, and it was all vegetarian stuff and it looked really very good. It's expensive. But I thought, you know, this would be a good thing to do. And then I looked at the stuff in there. I don't have an aversion to going to the supermarket. In fact, I go every week to get all my fruit. So why can't I just take the things that are in this box, in this list? And I mean, I know most of them anyway. I've gotten onto this kick. Megan got me onto, my daughter, onto this cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts thing. Just cook them, fry them up with a little olive oil and some garlic, and brown them up a little. They are yummy. I don't know. We had some broccoli and cauliflower for dinner last Saturday and that she'd fixed, and I went into the kitchen because it was smelling so good, and I just started eating the broccoli in the pan. And it was Megan's used to that because I always help myself to everybody's plate, so I might just stick my hand into what was cooking. And what's the matter with
never
you?
Never cooking for you.
Why? What's the problem with? I'm not hurting anybody else.
Going into other people's kitchens and sticking your hand in the plate. How is that is hurting other people?
Well, have you never dined with Doug before? This is
no, I haven't. So,
oh, Kara,
something for you to look forward to, Kara. Apparently, according to Jennifer. Anyway, up in a moment. The latest on the fire claims and what's going on in California with PG&E. Jennifer will talk about that after these words here on the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Ye, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my blintz-baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real.
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with milk on Instagram using hashtag lovewhatsreal and hashtag sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Addis. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen, the name to remember, available in stores everywhere. Before we leave food news, I thought you'd get a kick out of this story from Tennessee. A fellow accused of robbing a fast food store. He worked in the store. He was in the store. His family was in the car waiting for him to get dinner. And instead, he robbed the store, took $500 in a food bag, and sped off. And the kids were complaining. They're crying, "Daddy, where's our food?" It's just amazing what people think, whatever it is that motivates them or what they think they can get away with. It's pretty amazing. All right, speaking of what they can get away with, so now that PG&E is going bankrupt, the announcement for the reason, I guess you have to turn to the number of claims, $11.4 billion, Jennifer, against these guys for the fires. And that was for last, this has been 2 years in a row, right? 2017 and 2018. There are 46,000 claims because of the 13,000 homes and businesses that suffered losses, many of them total losses. So PG&E skirting away from this is an outrage. If I were a California taxpayer,
this is the problem: is that they're not talking about this, and they're not talking about California making this deal with PG&E that essentially capped them on having to do payouts. And now that they've had so many fires that they're responsible for, they can't afford the payouts. So what do? They file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which means the only person that gets it in the shorts are the victims who are looking for a payout from them for faulty infrastructure. It's ridiculous. Right now, under pressure from billions of dollars in unpaid claims from people who were affected by the wildfires, I think they were tied to 22 in the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. They have caused
22 fires.
Deaths. Yeah, these wildfires that PG&E is linked to, 86 deaths, 14,000 homes destroyed, 500 businesses destroyed, and 4,300 other structures destroyed by fires with ties to PG&E. So they announced that they were going to file for bankruptcy. They had to wait for a 15-day period required by California law, and they did that this week. The company's CEO, who's an interim CEO because the former CEO had to get out before the bankruptcy filing, said that he's going to take action through the process to build up the energy system for our customers, the ones that they want and deserve.
BS. What a bunch of crap. These guys are phony BSing. They should be. This is the case where the people running the company should be held responsible personally for stuff like this, but they're protected, but they ought not to be. I think their judgment is what sent the thing over the edge. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJV program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For us to have our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. The Pet Show is heard around the country every weekend. Warren has been known for decades as the best pet expert when it comes to psychology, although he'll tease you because he thinks he has to work the psychology. The pets are fine. It's psychology the owners have to work on. He also has a fabulous line of vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses. This is a supplement that is, you can find out all about it, by the way, by going to hugsandkisses.com. But the different mixture, he's one for dogs, one for cats. He's really become known around the country as an advocate, which is a cool thing. So Warren is here from the Pet Show. One of the things going on this week, Seeing Eye Dog Day, for those of you who have become visually impaired, this is good to know. Many of you, I don't know how they train these. Maybe did we find Warren yet? What are we doing? Or should we go to a quick commercial break. How about we do that? Then we'll find out what Warren thinks about seeing eye dogs. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
All right, so I was talking, Warren, about seeing eye dog day, seeing eye dogs. This was something from earlier in the week when we lauded labs and golden retrievers, German shepherds, that are the most common seeing eye dogs. Well, how have you seen this program mature over the years that you've been a pet expert?
Yeah, it's amazing to see how many more dogs are now available for people with challenges. And, you know, when I first started out, there was one school, I believe it was in Morristown, New Jersey. Now there's places all over the country that are training dogs for people that are visually challenged, as well as so many other challenges nowadays. You know, years ago, when I started training dogs for people with hearing challenges, it had never been done before. So I think what's happening now is we're aware, becoming more aware, of just how many different challenges people have where dogs and even other animals can really be beneficial for them.
Right. All right, because there's such cold all across the country, huge swath of cold air, 20 below, 30 below, 40 below, what advice do you have for owners of pets, cats, dogs, in terms of them going outside, having to pee or whatever it is, dogs, when they go outside, should they be treated the same as humans, bundle them up, be careful with them?
Absolutely. You know, any time you take the dog outside in this type of cold weather, they feel the same way we do. So, yeah, get them outside, let them pee and poop quickly, bring them back inside, get under the covers, turn on their favorite TV show, and enjoy the heat in the house. It's very dangerous, especially for younger dogs and older dogs, and as you know, with those dogs with the pushed-in faces. So make sure you get your dogs outside, let them do what they have to do quickly, bring them inside, but keep up the exercise of staircase sprints, monkey in the middle. Make sure you don't let them get cabin fever.
I had, remember I told you last week that Daisy had gone to the hospital because of an impacted colon. She had the same experience, more or less, this past week, back in the hospital again. She's okay, but they couldn't find anything that was in there. She just must have gotten a hold of something. Another thing, if you send your dogs to doggy daycare, there could be things going around as there are with humans, viruses and things. That's what the vet thinks happened to her. Have you heard of that story before?
It's very possible. That's why I'm really, really strong about making sure before you send your dog to daycare or whatever situation you're sending it to, the dog has all the vaccinations, but not just your dog. Make sure the other dogs are vaccinated as well. And here's the thing. If they don't look at your vaccination papers to prove that your dog is vaccinated, their chances are they're not looking at other people. So make sure.
Right.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.